Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Baranchik of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Eric. How you doing, man?
Oh, fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing well. So, first of all, give me your reaction to what we witnessed on Sunday.
Huh. Unlike most people, I thought it was fascinating. It was, at any time one big player was going to change the game or win the game, and, when it's that tight of a ball game, nobody's moving, it was, it could happen at any second. And I like the defensive stuff. I'm really, really enjoying watching the Patriots play. It's kind of old school, in your face, pound the ball kind of football. And, I wonder if this is going to be the
Let's do this. Let's put him back on hold because I don't know what signal he's in. He sounds like he's in a really deep, deep, deep tunnel. Hang in there. We'll try to get a better signal for Eric, or I don't know what it is, but it sounds terrible, and I don't want to do that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, by the way, I just had a couple of mentions. Our friends from the Milwaukee Admirals, reminder that they are obviously our Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milhockey Talk line. They're our fine sponsor there. But one of the groups that are helping us go to Super Bowl, they do it every year, and they got the band Styx coming up on Friday night, February 8th. If you're looking for tickets, they have some available. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. That's MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Check it out for yourself. Again, go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. They got a big game coming up. And they obviously the post game concert on their Summerfest stage coming up. If you're an older rocker, this is it. This is one of the best concerts of the year. And I'll see you down there on Friday night for sure. Eric Baranchik of the Green Bay Press Gazette back ready to go. So Eric, you were saying look, I enjoy watching the Patriots play. I know for the casual fan it wasn't a great show. I get it. But for me, watching Wade Phillips go up against Bill Belichick, the masterminds of defense, to only have 16 points scored between those two teams, I thought it was a really good defensive game.
I did too, and watching the front seven play on both teams was really, really exciting to watch for me. And I think really you kind of saw old school football from the Patriots on offense, and you saw the inability of the Rams to be able to adjust when the running game was gone. So, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
So, on Radio Row, we got a lot of people that had differing opinions. Some said, hey, look, they would take Aaron Rodgers in a heartbeat. Others would say, nope, I don't want any of that mess right now. Everything looks off. I don't want to be a part of it. Matt LaFleur's got a big task at hand, and I understand he's got to get a staff together. He's got wrap his arms around a lot of things. He and Aaron Rodgers don't have to sit down just yet, so I'm good with that. I know some people are screaming, but I'm good with that. So moving forward, what has to happen for this team? I think they're going to go to the postseason next year. I really do. What has to happen, though?
Well, first of all, it's going to be a learning curve, not because he's a young coach or Aaron Rodgers. It's about understanding your roster. I mean, that offense could look entirely different on week one than it does look at week 17. You saw that with the Patriots. You can go back and look at many, many examples. But the reality is going to be this, is the sooner that coaching staff understands the roster that they have on the field, and they're going to want, the 46, they're going to march out there on Sunday, that's where the difference is going to be, because you can have all of the stuff on the board and his playbook a mile deep. Doesn't matter if your guys can't run it. So that's going to be the first thing that's going to have to take place. We're going to start this stuff in March when the season begins. LaFleur and Rodgers, they can do their thing and, burn through a couple of markers on the whiteboard. That's fine. But where I'm seeing that they're going to, that's going to take the biggest pendulum shift is going to happen as soon as they figure out that roster and what they got out there on game day.
Some of the, we heard Greg Gassell on this program a little earlier say that for what Aaron Rodgers was asked to do versus what he did, they were different. Aaron probably without saying it the way he said it, but kind of went rogue more often than he probably should have. Do you think that's something Matt LaFleur and Aaron are going to be able to kind of get on the same page, or do you think that it is going to be a struggle? I seem to think that Aaron's energized and ready to go for this season.
I would agree with you. I think when you have a, you know, it's going to be a fresh cup of coffee for him. So I think that, you know, he's going to give him a chance. They're going to have to do that. I mean, that's the way he plays football. You can't, you think Tom Brady goes rogue over there in New England? Pretty sure it doesn't happen.
Nope.
Often. You know, so that's going to have to happen. Can Aaron function that way? I think so. You know, he's done it in the past. I think whenever you're in a situation, it's been 13 years, he might think he knows better than he does. It's, you know, those things happen. I believe that. And I believe that what they're going to have to do is say, hey, guess what? You're going to have to hand the ball off. And if you deliver that, we'll be just fine.
How much more do you think they run the ball, though? This is going to be predicated more on the run than it is going to be just strictly drop back pass, change plays pass, and then be rogue pass. How much do you think they're going to involve the run? 20 to 25 carries?
Minimum. Well, let me take a step back. It could be, it really depends on the game and what's going on. If I had to wave, pull a number out of my hand, see this is what it should be, I would say the run should probably be, I can't put a number on it, I'll give you a percentage, should be 45% to 40 to 45%. Because what they're going to need to do is they're going to need to, like they should do, is move the safeties and linebackers, get them out of position. When they do that, then they're going to score a lot of points.
We're talking with Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Do you like the fact that, one, Pettine is staying, two, some of the changes that they've made with offensive coordinator and bringing Luke Getsy back as the quarterback's coach, some familiarity there?
I really don't have a comment on the Getsy. I really don't. No, I can't answer that. But with the Pettine thing, I think that's a great move. I mean, look at what he did last year with Smoke and Mirrors. I mean, that's really what he had to deal with, and make Smoke and Mirrors and put together a pretty good performance. Another year with that, I think it's going to be really impressive. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is the first half of the Rams game when the Packers played them, they made them punt five times.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't remember that. And when you look at how they played that game and also how the Pistons played them, not too far off. So, I think having Mike back another season is going to be, we're hopefully going to see another step in the right direction. If they can get some guys healthy and find some talent at CC, they could be pretty good.
Always good to chat, my friend, and we will talk again soon, okay?
All right, look forward to it. Enjoy your week.
All right, buddy, talk to you soon. There you go.
Take care.
That's our good buddy Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.